Well,
I wasn't there.
We're we're talking about changing times. Present talks.
Jane, who didn't see it. Lenore. Bree.
Salt. And Mark. Did you see it?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I did.
You did? Okay.
Right. Okay, new group of three.
How about everybody talk at once? Inspired discussion.
It inspired me to check out Battle for Algiers.
It's a good film.
Not that it because it was set in Algiers. That's the only reason. That's the only
reason. That's all it takes.
It's a different film.
That's all it takes.
I know. It is such a different film, but
that was one of the only interesting things about the film.
Algiers.
It was interesting.
Visually, yeah.
Well, not just visually, but just kind of the dynamics.
No, I had been meaning to check out Battle for Algiers and how, you know, as it relates to world events, you know, going on now. And it definitely does. And this reminded me that I wanted to review Battle for Algiers.
They want to talk.
But that's the best thing I got out of this film was it reminded me that I wanted to review.
What film? Did we see a film recently that also had a thing in Algiers about the what was that film? Gosh.
Did we see it for about the
about what?
There was a young Algerian man, and he was mixed Algerian and French, and then
the one where the guy kills himself in front of the other guy.
I don't remember that part.
Oh God!
I just remember he has this girlfriend, and she's got a kid, and he's got this lover, this Algerian lover who's a male who has the fancy place he's taking care of.
That's changing times.
That's changing times.
Changing times. Yes, it is.
So now let's keep talking about it.
Oh, well, that was the best part of the movie. I thought that was interesting. That little relationship thing.
I'm changing times. No, that is the interesting thing about the film was that there's this.
Dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's two stories here. You know, there's the story of. There's the story of her son and his relationships with his wife and her relationship with her former lover and her husband.
Yes.
You know, so there is two stories here.
That was a lot more interesting about the relationship between the two key actors than between Gerard and
Catherine.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a little
sitting important. Here, just thing, say something, and I'm... No, I mean, the words that are coming up, it just was tedious to me,
yeah.
The film. And so, okay, then the son and that relationship, kind of interesting. I didn't care about anybody in the movie. I guess that was it.
Yeah.
It didn't get me emotionally. I wasn't interested. You could see what was going on, and you hope there's we're going to find out maybe what happens between these two, or do they?
I mean,
did
you feel like a big chemistry between those two?
No.
I couldn't get it.
No.
I was like, well, why?
Well, there's one point when she's talking. You know, after she realizes that he's that Gerard is here for her. Mm-hmm. You know that he's stalked her all the years. He's ended up stalking her here. After she realizes that, she's talking to somebody else, not her husband, somebody else. And she's saying that she has so much passion with her husband. Yeah, it was her husband. At first, I thought she was talking about Gerard,
husband.
Yeah, that she never had more passion than with her husband.
Yeah.
And I thought that I thought. She's talking about Gerard. No, she must be talking about her former lover. But no, she was talking about her current husband.
But she never had more passion than anybody in here?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's what she said. No, I was paying real close attention to the name that she said. She said Pierre, which is her husband's name. Okay, I think it's Pierre or Pete or something like that. But anyway.
She said, I never felt such love in my life.
Yeah, so much passion.
But love also.
I don't know about love, but passion was the word she used.
Well, there's some.
But anyway, I thought that was surprising that she would say that, because I thought the film was going to reveal that, you know, there was no passion in her current life, and she's going back to
certainly
passion. Passion. But, you know, that's not what happened. You know,
but
at the end, she goes back to, you know, her former lover, and I don't know why.
Gerard?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Well,
except for the fact that her husband
has left, basically. So.
Yeah, but he's taken a job in another city.
Yeah, but I just think, for clarification, yeah, I mean, I'm still confused.
I'll hold my thought.
She makes the statement to her coworker,
the woman who I
did like, that she never felt so much love in her life before or since. But that was that she felt so totally. Is that the same conversation you're talking about?
Yeah.
Then why would she talk about like it was in the past?
I don't know. I guess they were talking about, you know, the comparison between these two. But she used her husband's name, that she never felt more passionate than with her.
To take a poll
Pierre.
Online and see what people remember.
You know,
I do remember the conversation.
You know, it would make sense.
Did you think
I do remember. Well, I'm getting confused about which conversation when it happened. It could be a different conversation, but I do remember her. And I'll just say, I did like the relationship she had with that woman coworker. I thought that interested me to some degree, and I liked the coworker. But I do remember her saying that, and I'm having, because I was so uninterested in the film. But I think that comes very late in the movie, right? But as far as, yeah, the husband leaves. You know, he's going to take this job. He's going to make tons more money. Things are not going well in that marriage. He's not there.
Right.
He's seeing other women too, I think.
Uh-huh.
Didn't she say something like, well, of course he does.
Yes. Yeah.
That's always
so true. So I think, you know, it's just conveniently that happens,
you know,
where the husband leaves. And now that was kind of gripping. I mean, here she's a woman of the age she is. She's saying, my looks are gone or no more. And she's realizing.
His looks are gone?
She's realizing. I mean, it's really clear that it makes her reevaluate this situation with Gerard. That I think, if nothing had changed, she certainly wouldn't have, and she wasn't, while everything was kind of intact in her life.
You're right.
And then this whole coming together happened. It just didn't hold together for me. I was tedious.
None of the I didn't have any chemistry in any of the relationships.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't believe that she would have. Well, I mean, I could see what you're saying, that you know, she would go with Gerard just because she's got nothing better to do. Her husband's left, you know. That's the only reason why I could see her, you know. And I couldn't see this lasting. You know, they wouldn't grow old together. I couldn't see that. You know, I couldn't see that they were going to be in love and going to be, you know, enraptured
did
like
he
they were.
Did she happy that she did it?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Was really I don't know about that.
Oh, well, he's coming out of a coma. I'll give him a little time to recover. That's how it starts.
Well, I thought that was interesting too when she's talking with a coworker about it, and the coworker says, "Well, the only way you can deal find this out is just go try it.
Yeah,
get it out of your system and just find out." And that's basically what she tells him when she goes to his hotel. It's like,
yes,
I'm here for vacation. I'm not interested in any entanglement. Something like that. I don't remember exactly what she says, but to that effect. And she's like, are you up for that? And he's kind of like...
Is this before or after the coma?
Before.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's like, okay.
Oh, he'll take
it. But I can take a shower.
Okay. What's up with that? And then he goes, consider it.
That was strange. Here he is, you know, he spent his whole life pining after
this
woman.
Yeah, it was funny.
He's traced her, stalked her to
here I am.
Yeah.
He goes in a passionate embrace or something.
He goes in a coma instead.
Yes.
He hits his head on the shower stall and he does.
No.
A few days later, he's at the work site.
Or the next day. It seems like it's very fast. Like they have this one little thing and then he's gone.
What do you have, a stroke?
We don't even know
what... Buried in the...
He's a surveyor. Well, he's in charge of a project.
The project
building.
The thing collapses on him.
Yeah.
Because the French were out there insisting on building in the rainstorm. you know, kind of a nature. Right.
Doesn't sound like the French to me.
No?
No.
Oh, well. Maybe he's working for a multinational.
He had a deadline. Okay.
I didn't get the dogs. What was that with the dog? What was the point?
Terror.
It made no meaning.
He was naked. His genitals were hanging out. There's some ball.
No,
dogs.
Sniffing his ball.
It was weird. I just.
Is this when he's there?
That's a different.
No, this is this is the son of the of Catherine.
Oh well. So no, I didn't recommend that movie to anybody.
So that she could tell her husband that her son's that his son.
Well, here's the thing: from not having seen it at all, Catherine Deneuve is not exactly as an actress anyway. Very passionate, not in my mind. I've never seen her passionate. You know, she her manner is cool.
You're right. That's a very good point. You're right,
and somewhat mysterious, of course.
And it's true in this film too.
Does she have chemistry with anybody on screen?
Well, I can't think, but maybe I've seen it. But the Umbrellas of Cherbourg, you know, way back when. Maybe that I never saw it, so I can't. But nothing I. Her best film that I've ever seen, one of them, was Repulsion. Remember that Polanski film long ago, where she plays someone who's so remote she's insane. You know, she's schizophrenic, and I can't imagine that she can't, you know, get passionate with Gerard Depardieu, because that's not who she is. Mm-hmm. I can imagine him being, you know.
Well, I think you just nailed it. Yeah, that's how her characters are.
And this guy, the director, must have known that when he picked her. So there must be what is how she's supposed to be.
Yeah, or he picked her for her name.
Office.
Actresses he could have picked.
I suspect that's true, and that's the reason why this film was even shown at the Landmark, is because
of her name?
Of the two names.
Right, but because Gerard Depardieu, he could have gotten another French actor who's very good. Who's that one who played the piano teacher?
Oh, Isabelle Huppert.
Yeah. I mean, of course, she's younger than Catherine Deneuve, but she's still getting up there, you know. Or Charlotte Rampling. You know, who's really...
She's pretty aloof.
No, but she's... You feel she's
fiery.
Moldering.
Kind of
fiery. Yeah. But anyway, just that's a comment from somebody who didn't see the film.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But that's ironic.
It's pertinent. It's definitely right on, you know. Here's an example of how you could... You don't see the film, and yet you could make a comment that's definitely right on.
That's right.
And what's funny is it was just the reason this film got so many votes last time was the two stars.
There you are.
I voted for it.
This is true. We're suckers.
Live and learn.
Well, they're good actors. I mean,
generally,
just because they have big names.
Well, you know, if you read the blurb, it sounds interesting.
Yeah, it does.
You know, and I'm sure the treatment sounded interesting. You know, and maybe even the script was interesting.
Where did it go wrong?
I think the directing and the acting was where it went wrong. Speaking about actors, I think that's where it went wrong. That you know, and there.
I mean, to me, there needed to be some chemistry between those two characters. Jeez, if you have a story all about somebody who's been smoldering for decades, and I still think she was talking about him. I don't want to see it again to find out.
Go on Craigslist and film. Someone will tell you.
Maybe there never was anything smoldering between them. Maybe he's been smoldering.
What's his name?
He's been living in fantasy. From the beginning of their relationship.
And they didn't have like a long relationship. It wasn't like a long.
Because doesn't she kind of like stop him? Like, you're still what?
So he
doesn't have a reaction when he first comes to her. Like,
yeah, oh yeah.
Like, what are you talking
about?
You've
been thinking about me for 30 years. What?
What's wrong with you? You expect me to believe you've not been with anybody else or whatever?
Okay.
Well, it's interesting that, you know, this film, if it had just a little taste of the passion or something that they'd share,
keep you going.
Then, you know,
lead you on.
I have an example of what I'm talking about. It's like, I've seen this one for like 10 years, on and off, and
we've all been there.
And she came and visited me like. 7 years after we broke up finally.
It's a life.
She was living in Boston.
I thought
online.
She was living in Boston.
Does anyone want to listen to that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm guessing
this happened.
No,
like
I just realized he's
10 years ago anyway. So
now let's hear it.
Yeah. So anyway, she came back and visited me and we went out to breakfast at one of the places we used to go out to breakfast. And, you know, it's kind of like a, you know, one of our places, you know.
Yeah.
And she ordered, I ordered whatever I was ordering, and she ordered fries and eggs or something like that. And I'd totally forgotten that whenever we'd gone to this restaurant that you know, she always ordered an extra order of fries for her, but I ended up eating them. You know, and she was doing it again. And so at the end of the meal, this time, you know, I'm saying, "Why didn't you eat your fries?" And she's, "I ordered them for you." And I'd totally forgotten that. And it was, you know, something that we did together. Mm-hmm. You know, some ritual.
A little ritual.
Something we did together that kind of connected us and made us more intimate. And here it was, I'd totally forgotten that, you know, totally, you know, just. But an example, something like that, where if they brought up something like that in the film, and you could see that they had shared this intimate life together, you know, or moments.
She didn't remember
together.
It, but he did. That
or you know, that would have been that would have been you know, but they didn't. There was another film we talked about recently, and I had the same problem with that.
I remember that. What film was that?
That was
everybody else said no.
Violence.
No.
Yeah, that was
the history
of violence, where he's dropping her off to work, mm-hmm. and he says, "Have a nice day," and I say, "Who says have a nice day to somebody you've been living with for the last 10 years and you know, on intimate terms?" And I felt that film could have used, you know, more of this intimate things where you could see that. You know, this ritual that these two people had, that they shared this time together, and they were, you know, they knew each other like a book.
Right.
But I didn't see that in this film, and I didn't see it then in that film.
Well,
but I'm just saying that could have made, that could have sold you on why he's there,
right.
and what she might, you know, go back to him for.
Well, it gets back to the thing in any good storytelling, it's just those really concrete details, you know, rather than saying these things, you know, showing, right?
Well, you could say it, but then you're risking it being too obvious or too
on the nose.
Yeah.
And also, but people say things all the time that aren't true, so you want to see it. Show us the good, you know.
So much for that movie.
Go see it, Jane.
No, I don't think so.
I knew a couple who, married couple who'd been married for a long time, who they had a practice that they would always say, before they parted in the morning, they would always connect and say, "I love you." And maybe they would say, "Have a good day" or something too, but I mean, the point was, maybe they said that, but the point was that I think one of them, I think they knew somebody, like somebody had died, like a couple of women had died suddenly, and they had, you know, been in bad sorts when they love each other, and then they died. They said, "Oh, we never want that to happen. We'll always have a loving parting."
Just in case.
Yeah.
They never see each other again.
Hmm. Okay. So something like that would be cool. I mean, that's kind of like what you're talking about. Okay. So,